B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Our next guest, Ron Jaworski, who is brought to us by Barlow Chevrolet.
Brought to you by Barlow Chevrolet. Barlow Chevrolet is looking for your trade, and there might be more equity in your vehicle than you think. Trade up for a new 2021 Chevrolet today. Find new roads at Barlow Chevrolet in Delran or at BarlowChevrolet.com.
Thank you, Tyra. Now, without further ado, let's bring in the man, the legend, the great number seven, Ron Jaworski. Hello, Ron Jaworski.
Michael, how are you today? Not real good, I'm sure.
Well, like no, you know, it's funny because I looked at this game like, this is a game they're not going to win anyway. They took it to the hill to try to win it. They're not as good as the Steelers. And I have to face the reality of it. But, you know, there are certain parts of this game where you go, they could have won it had they done X. And you know what we're talking about here, the killer touchdown with Claypool isolated on, the great Nathan Gary. Now, you saw the video of this, I assume. You looked at the film. What did you see here?
Well, it was pretty simple as far as the execution of the play. It's a play that every team has in their playbook as a cover two beater. In other words, those two safeties split, the middle of the field is open. And it's a cover two beater that Ben audible to. And it's crystal clear to me after looking at both the sideline and the end zone, when Ben broke the huddle, and he saw that he had Claypool at number three position. In other words, the third receiver in on the left side was going to be matched against a linebacker and Nate Gary. That's immediately what he went to, the check. He could, he saw it. He's got a guy that's been toasting the Eagles all day, matched on a linebacker who's probably not the best coverage guy. And I don't care who the linebacker is. You're not running with Claypool down the middle of the hole with all this space that he had. So when Ben audibled, The counter should have been an Eagles audible. Get back to a single high, to change the coverage scheme, because, they went to a perfect play. And football is a game of matchups. And the matchup is a speedy wide receiver against a linebacker in space. The wide receiver will win that 99.9% of the time. So clearly, that's the play that's most talked about, and rightfully so.
It seems to be so fundamental. I was making a joke earlier. It's like beach football. If you're the quarterback and you get the your heavy cousin trying to cover a fast guy, you're going to look at that matchup, right? So,
yeah.
It seems so fundamental. So who is at fault for not adjusting?
Well, again, you could look at this secondary all season long. It's been depleted. So you got a bunch of guys that haven't seen a lot of playing time. And maybe they're not as apt to audible right now while, and play that chess match with Ben Roethlisberger, who's a 17-year veteran. And when he came out of the huddle and saw that split safety look with Claypool, the number three position on linebacker, it was easy for him to do it. Although what I read this morning, Bennett said they had never run this play with that personnel group, which is four wide receivers and one tight end on the field. But, they obviously got it done, and Bennett recognized the weakness of the defense. So, I'd like to say, well, the minute Ben audible, there should have been someone in that Eagles secondary, checking back to a single high or a different coverage scheme, because Ben just got to a perfect play. And it looked to me like Roby Coleman, who was covering number two, that's the inside receiver of the three receiver side on the left, was giving some hand signals to Nate to try to, like, hey, get deeper. But, Gary didn't have much of a chance because he had to play the crossing route. So he had to settle at about that 7 or 8 yard area to prevent the first down. If he runs deep, you're going to see Claypool run a quick crosser and, Ben's going to hit him and get the first down. So he was really in no man's land.
What's Roddy McLeod's responsibility? It seems like a veteran, enough of a player to make an adjustment like that, no?
No, it's a cover two beater. The outside receiver runs basically just a hitch, and the inside receiver, number two, runs a corner. So he ran right at McLeod, and McLeod had to go with him because then he was going back to the outside. So it's just clearing the middle of the field, creating more space. The design of the coverage opens up the middle. Then when the wide receivers run their routes, they take those safeties further away from the middle of the field. So it was just a perfect play against the defense that was really short-handed.
A lot of people are hammering Jim Schwartz today, Ron. Is that justified?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Jim Schwartz, and this team has had success with Schwartz, but this is one they got beaten. My gut feeling is that with the depleted secondary, they weren't able to react quick enough to what Ben did. They just had to stay with the coverage that was called. And obviously it bit them.
All right, let's look at the offensive part of it, because the kid who was on the practice squad all of a sudden has a MERS and he grabs 10 balls and he looks like a guy that knows how to run a route to get open. I mean, what were you seeing with Travis Fulgham?
Yeah, I thought Fulgham was outstanding. Obviously, watching the game, I thought he was very good. Looking at the tape, he was great. I mean, he is a good route runner. He's a young Alshon Jeffrey. There's no doubt Carson has great confidence in him, where he's going to be. Carson's much better with the anticipation when he's throwing to him. So it's clear that over the last few weeks, they've spent a lot of time together. But I will say this. The best route may be the one where he didn't catch a football, because the Eagles probably would have won the game. I think it was about 4:59 on the clock, and he ran a stutter go up the left sideline, and Carson pumped and then came off him. He was wide open by 3 or 4 yards, and just ran a great route, a double move route. I don't know what spooked Carson to get him away, because he's been thrown to him all day, but he just left him and it would have been a touchdown.
All right, let's look at the other receiver who has not been productive, and it's alarming, and we're talking about Zach Ertz. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I think number one, Pittsburgh did a really good job of taking him away. They were bringing the safety down, match a linebacker inside with linebacker outside. Pittsburgh is very creative. They're a veteran football team that does a lot of things to force you into mistakes. And they went into this game plan, at least in my feeling looking at tape, was they were not going to let Zach Ertz beat them. They were doubling him. Now, there were times he got the single coverage. Carson had a couple sail on him where he could have got it to him. The interception was just Ertz could not get inside. He got bumped on the play. So it was just one of those fluke things that happened. But clearly, when he's getting some opportunities, Carson's missed him a couple times. And I'm just not seeing the separation that I normally see from Zach Ertz. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Usually when he's running these crossers, he's underneath routes, there's separation. It just isn't as big as it was in the past. So, like I said, Father Time may be catching up a little bit.
Or the other theory is that the contract is messed with his head. Do you believe that?
No, I don't think so. He's a great competitor. He's a great teammate. I think that stuff the media likes to read into it, but I don't put any validity on that.
All right, let's look at the offensive line. You watch the film. What do you see?
Oh man, I was excited. I really was. I mean, going in this game, I thought if the Eagles could protect, because it's a pretty fierce, front five or six, whatever you want to say, with the Steelers, because their linebackers are integrated into their scheme so much in pass rush pressure. And I thought for the most part, the old line did an outstanding job in pass protection. I thought Mailata had a terrific game. Maybe the end of the game, Bud Dupree, but Bud, he handled Bud Dupree pretty much, the whole game. So you get up a sack late, you never say meaningless, but I thought when the game was being contested, he did very well. What was disappointing from the old line, this is a better run blocking old line. I think, when you play the Steelers and that defense, you got to stay on schedule, and they weren't efficient enough on those running downs. Yeah, they had the one play for 74 yards, but other than that, they did nothing in the running game. And I expected a little more on the running game, so that would probably be a little bit of a negative. But overall, when you consider the length of time this offensive line has been together, I think Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach, has really done a terrific job.
All right, let me just look at get your opinion on the play where they decided to kick this 57-yard field goal. There are numbers that in that stadium, that's too far to kick it. So he's in that situation. He decides to go for it. What'd you think of the decision?
Yeah, it was really interesting because, I'm watching the game. And it seems like whatever happens in Pittsburgh is crazy, because there's never been a field goal longer than 53 yards at Heinz Field. Never. And it's been quite a while. And, there's winds there, and it's kind of a crazy place, the open end zone. And, you just don't know what to expect. So when I heard that, I'm going, ooh, I wonder what was said at a sideline between Phipp and Doug and obviously Jake Elliott. Can he make it from there? He obviously had the distance to make it. That wasn't the question, but it sailed a little bit right. But if Phipp says, hey, that's in his distance, and Jake says, hey, it's in my distance, I think it's the right call.
Okay. All right. Last question. I got to ask you about this. Go back to defense. because the Eagles have never placed a premium on linebackers. And you look at the colleges now, and they're spawning all these linebackers that can run and linebackers that can cover. The Eagles have seemed to be behind the trend on that. Is this an area that they need to invest more in?
Absolutely. And I totally agree with that statement. In fact, I think probably the last maybe all-pro linebacker we've had, Jeremiah Trotter, now we're going back a little bit. But, you know, you can only spend your money in so many places. You can't pay everybody. And the Eagles have chosen to spend it on defensive line and offensive line and the quarterback. And, you know, I'm okay with that. But I think you're 100% correct, Mike. When you look at today's NFL with the plethora of wide receiver package that you see every single down, you better get a linebacker, not only one that could attack the line of scrimmage and defend the run game, but can play pass defense and can run with backs out of the backfield. And by the way, if you get matched up against a receiver that's hot like Claypool, could run with him. I don't know if there are any guys like that can play linebacker, run like Claypool, but that there has to be more of a pre about a linebacker position.
All right, Ron, always a pleasure, man. Wednesday night, where are we here?
We will be Wednesday night with Dick Vermeil out at the Downingtown Country Club. So open to the public. Come on in. Say hello to the coach. And I'm sure the coach will have a lot to say.
All right, Downingtown. Your golf business has to be booming with this weather in the fall, right? A lot of people out at the courses.
It's been phenomenal. It's one of the few things you could do right now. It's great for social distancing. People got 5 acres themselves around the golf course. So the golf business has been good.
Awesome. We'll talk to you, Ronnie.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
There he is, Ron Jaworski. Brought to us by?
It's brought to us by Barlow Chevrolet. Barlow Chevrolet is looking for your trade, and there might be more equity in your vehicle than you think. Trade up for a new 2021 Chevrolet today. Find new roads at Barlow Chevrolet and Delran at BarlowChevrolet.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.